You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
The Michael K. Show.
Our social media group, in honor of the Oscars yesterday, had asked everybody in the station to choose an actor that would play you in a film.
I was the only honest person.
What do you mean? What's honest? It's what
he
I
had
said.
Alfred Molina.
Yeah, so I wasn't going for, you know, Mr. Guy. I just wanted to find somebody that kind of looked like me that could play me. You're George Clooney. What do you have in common with George Clooney? Dark. Nothing. Zero. You're both human beings. Done.
Skin tone similar.
Oh, you're out of your mind.
Goodness. Is it not?
You're out of your mind.
Skin tone similar?
No.
And he could shave his hair down to
he
be
could,
baldish.
But he wouldn't. The height of arrogance.
The Michael K. Show on 98.7 ESPN.
Wow. Yeah.
Speaking about like lookalikes.
Yeah.
So
looky-likeys.
I'm scrolling through Insta yesterday.
Ooh.
Looking at all the Oscar people and whatever, and Christina Hendricks, the beautiful young lady who was in Mad Men.
She's not that young.
It doesn't stop, Don, does it? It just doesn't stop.
What, the
beautiful woman who was in Mad Men. Is that better for you?
She's 47. Yeah, Don, you hear what I'm saying. I'll give you a young woman up to 40.
But you're making her out to be Estelle Getty, okay?
Well, excuse me, I didn't say Getty.
No, when you're 62, you can refer to a woman of 47 as young.
Right? Oh, you're right. Yeah, sure. For a man of Michael's age.
So a beautiful woman, Christina
Hendricks.
Yeah. Hendricks.
Mad Men.
She's all dressed up to go to the Oscars, and she's with her boyfriend, who is the exact doppelganger of me.
Yeah.
I cannot believe that she's going out with somebody who looks just like me. So go to Insta, go to her feed, and you'll see exactly what I'm talking about.
Hold on.
This text to us earlier today?
Yeah,
is that
it was.
The picture?
It was.
Oh, man. When was your last eye doctor appointment?
You don't think that guy looks like me with the baggy eyes and the big forehead?
I mean, there's something there that's similar, but again, he is better looking than you.
You think he's better looking than me? I don't think he's better looking than me.
Yeah.
Okay, Mr. Clooney. You know what? Tell your story walking. You're really ultra annoying today.
Sure. So what you're saying is, you're going full Dumb and Dumber, and you think you have a chance.
I never would think I'd have a chance with Christina Hendricks until I saw who her boyfriend was. I'm a younger version of him.
You know what his name is by any chance?
Michael K.
Hold on. I want to find out what he does, by the way.
So you're thinking money has something to do with
it? I'm not saying money, but something interesting.
He's not attractive.
George Bianchini.
Italian fella.
They proposed to each other, by the way.
How do you do that?
Yeah, exact same time.
It was like...
All right, one, two, three, go!
I had something on my mind. So did I. What were you going to say?
Well, you
say
go
at the same
first.
Time. Yeah, yeah. And
then
Smart
show.
Well, yeah. Will you marry me?
Sure. All right, so the big story today, right before we went on the air, right before,
right.
So
he's an actor.
Timed it because he used to be a weekly guest on the show, and then we kind of pushed him aside. Trey Wingo reporting that Aaron Rodgers and the Jets, it's a done deal, he said. Now, that was at 2:57. So we're looking at 5 o'clock right now. It's still over 2 hours ago, and no one has confirmed it. And Aaron Rodgers hasn't confirmed it. But if you're going to say you're going to believe somebody, all three of us are big fans of Tredavious. Because he's the first one that the Jets were on a plane coming out to talk with Aaron Rodgers. He was the first one. Nobody else even had a sniff of it. He was the first one. Then everybody else confirmed it, but they confirmed it in short order. Now, no one's confirming. It's just radio silence. And you wonder what's going on. And there's so many memes on Twitter right now where a guy's got 5 phones in front of him, Jet fans on Twitter right now, and they're hitting refresh, refresh, refresh. They want something. They want something concrete But something Don said earlier to me, something that resonates with me.
Here we go.
I believe the Jets know what's going on. Rodgers knows what's going on. Right now, it's all orchestrated. Free agency has started, man. There's no way they don't know who their quarterback is. There's no way that they don't know that Aaron Rodgers is coming to one. I just don't believe there's any way that that's possible.
Yeah, because it just came down to, was he going to play or not? And once they found out that he was going to play, I'm sure the Jets are all in to get it done. At this point, Michael, is there anything the Packers could offer in a deal where or ask for in a deal where the Jets are going to walk away and say no?
No. Well, unless they want two first-round draft picks.
Even at this stage, considering where you'd be if you said no, and your initial reaction would be no, but if the Packers were to walk away and not speak to you again, could you afford to do that?
No. No.
Because you're going to have to give up two first-round picks now to get Lamar Jackson. Because that's going to be the fallback to me, Michael. The way this whole thing is gone, there is no way that Woody Johnson is going to say, okay, go out and steal Garoppolo away from Vegas, or let's see if we can talk to Tennessee and bring Tannehill in. No, you're not going to do that. That would be a loss. Big L.
Love Big L.
So if it really came down to it, Michael, if they did offer, if they, we want your 13 and we want your 2024 first round pick. At the end of the day, are the Jets going to say no to that? I don't think so. Because really, what would it be? It's the 13th overall pick, which would stink. But you're probably going to have to give that up, right? You would try not to, but you'd be willing to give that up. The pick that you're going to not make the deal for could theoretically be the 32nd pick in the draft.
Oh.
Right? If you're hoping to win a Super Bowl, right, you're trying to get Rodgers, why would you hem and haw over the 2024 pick that you hope is going to be very late in the first round?
See, I would be pushing for them. I don't want them to touch this pick. I'll give them next year's first. And the Packers are smart, too, because if Rodgers does improve the Jets as much as we think, then the pick is going to be in the low 20s or the high 20s.
I hate to interrupt you, but I have big news.
Please.
Borderline breaking news. Christina Hendricks' boyfriend, now fiance, George Bianchini, whatever his name is, he's a Steadicam operator. You know what, Michael? You did have a chance.
All due respect to the great operators, but
there is,
that's interesting.
There was no respect there to Steadicam guys. You know how hard that is to do?
Very hard, but it doesn't normally lead to pulling the hot lead actress as your wife. I don't think. I bet if we were to add up how many times it's happened, I don't think it's that often.
And since we're on the subject.
Didn't Julia Roberts marry, like,
Lyle Lovett?
No, Daniel.
Day-Lewis?
Danny Motor. I mean, he was the cameraman.
Okay, I'm not saying it's never happened. I'm just saying goodbye him, okay?
And did you saw Ballard's tweet, right?
What did Ballard say?
That the actor that should play Peter is John Travolta. And if you look at him from last night's In Memoriam, that's not bad.
Wait, In Memoriam?
Yeah, he introduced
the In Memoriam.
And he did a great job.
But what did he look like last night?
There it is.
He's bald.
He's bald with a beard.
Oh, my God. And by the way, that's almost my outfit for the last WWE Premium Live event.
Well, there you go. Right, I think we've nailed it.
I'll take Travolta. Sure. No problem.
No, he did a great job. It was only like a minute.
You know what my favorite part of the Oscars was? Nothing. Didn't turn it on.
Well, I did see the In Memoriam. I don't know why. Maybe I'm morbid.
I like In Memoriam.
And they did it, and Lenny Kravitz performed live on piano during it.
You love Kravitz.
Why wouldn't you? Right. Very talented guy.
Who doesn't?
That might be one of Nancy's hall passes.
Really?
Guess what? I know this makes me seem like a creep, but she's not that young. And his daughter, I would like to be one of mine.
Okay.
Zoe Kravitz is, oh my good God. Sorry.
But the worst part about the In Memoriam, though, they leave out Paul Sorvino? Are you kidding me?
Oh, there's
Are you kidding me?
Wait a minute. They did?
Yeah.
Sometimes you got to check and see when these people pass.
Time does fly. They left out Anne Hesch.
Anne Hesch was such a weird one.
And they left out Robert Blake.
Wait a minute.
Shouldn't they just assign somebody at the Academy, write down every time someone dies?
Paul Sorvino was July.
That, I'm telling you, his daughter sent out a really angry tweet.
Who
that's,
did?
That's
his
daughter, Mira.
Mira.
That's a tough mistake right there.
Well, I don't know, weird circumstances around Robert Blake.
Yeah, I think that
might have been strategic.
Yeah, Robert Blake might have been left out.
But Paul Sorvino.
You mean when O.J. Simpson finally passes to his...
Oh, he's not getting it.
No, he's not going to get it.
After all the greatness from The Naked Gun?
I mean, listen, Yeah, it's not going to happen. Harvey Weinstein's one of the biggest producers in the history of film. Guess what? When he croaks, it's going to end up getting a joke from whoever's hosting, and that's it.
Well, obviously, Jimmy Kimmel did have a Robert Blake joke.
He did?
He said, if you have your phones right now, text the name Blake if you believe he should be in memoriam. So he knew he wasn't in there.
Yeah, no, that was strategic. Paul Sorvino passed away July 25th. So
yeah, he should have gone.
He should have gone in there.
Let's go to the phones, everybody. Joe in New Jersey. Joe, what's up?
Gentlemen, how's everybody?
Oh, we're good. We're good.
Wonderful. I have three quick things. Number one, it's people and outlets have been reporting that this deal is inevitable. It hasn't been made official yet. That bothers the hell out of me, number one. Two is, you guys remember this, 25 years ago, around the same time period, within probably a couple of years, Bernie Williams was supposedly going to the Boston Red Sox. That supposedly was a done deal. That didn't happen. And in the same time period, Bill Parcells stepped aside as head coach of the Jets, handing the reins off to Bill Belichick. At the press conference, Bill Belichick turned down that position.
Yeah, I see what you're saying, but I don't think they're strict parallels, Joe. I'm sorry. Bernie was not reported that he was there. I mean, Arson Judge was, but Bernie Williams was leaning towards signing with the Red Sox. Yankees didn't make an offer that was close. Bernie wanted to stay with the Yankees. He called up George Steinbrenner himself, and they worked it out. The Red Sox offered him 7 years at 90. Yankees gave him 7 years at 87.5. So that wasn't a done deal. And the Belichick thing was a done deal, and then he resigned. He resigned. He was a coach of the Jets for one day. He's in the Jets record book as their coach.
Yeah, I don't see the parallels either. Here's what it comes down to. Do you trust Trey Wingo? Now, what happened with the Arson Judge, and in case you don't remember, Aaron Judge was all but gone to San Francisco thanks to a tweet from John Heyman says, I'm hearing, in almost a very similar tone to Trey's, that he's going to San Francisco. Well, he heard wrong. Now, he either heard wrong or he was too quick with his tweet. That ended up being a misfire by John Heyman. Did Trey Wingo misfire? That's what it really comes down to. Is did Trey Wingo get bad information? Now, he had great information when he said that the Jets were flying out to meet Rodgers, and some people speculate that Trey's contact is Aaron Rodgers. So that's what it really comes down to. Is Trey misinformed? I'm going to bet that he's not.
Let's go to Shaq in Edison. Shaq.
What's up, Shaq?
Hey, what's up, boys? Aaron Rodgers is a great name. I can't wait to see those games with him. And Michael K., I got a question for you. Would you like to go to a home game with me?
Wow.
Courtesy one Don LaGreca.
Oh, wow. What an offer.
Shaq, I love it, but I don't like to sit in football games. I'd rather watch them on TV.
Like, he's going to have to invariably be forced to go to one by management probably next year,
right?
But that'll probably be the only one he goes to.
Right. But, I mean, it's a delightful thing that you're asking me, because you know Don has already turned you down. I also don't like to be second choice.
Well, no, wait, whoa. Well, okay. Peter, you want to go? There's a Commanders game.
Ooh, there is?
Yep. At home.
Shaq, I'm going to tell you how this benefits you, Shaq. They sign Rodgers. All of a sudden, you can scalp those tickets and make money instead of seats.
No.
I mean, he's already promised me he would not do that. That violates the agreement.
Oh, why would you tell him what to do with the tickets?
I tell him what to do. No, he can't.
He can't give the tickets to a relative?
No.
He's got to go himself.
No, he can give it to a relative. He can't sell them.
Why?
I honor that. I completely honor that. I will not sell them. And, Peter, can you please remind Don of the list ID I gave you the other day? About the chicken.
Well, what about the chicken?
So I gave you a list, but Michael had to leave and Don was sick. The top five best chicken.
Yeah,
I wanted to see if Don would be into that because, you know, like I was saying, you got your sesame chicken, fried chicken, chicken noodle soup. How could you narrow it down to five, Don? Or you
top
think
five,
you
top five ways to use chicken as a dish. That's what Shaq's hitting you with.
You know what? I'm good. Michael, you cannot be a season ticket holder and sell your tickets
to someone else. They do it all the time.
No, 49ers have reached an agreement on a one-year deal with Panthers quarterback Sam Darnold.
He'll do well there.
Well, he's going to win the Super Bowl. Watch.
Well, and by the way, that would be so funny. He's going to get, wow, what a... Congratulations,
Samuel. Happy about that?
Congratulations, Samuel. He is in business now. Because, A, you know, Purdy or Trey Lance is absolutely getting injured.
Right, they're going to collide into each other during a practice or something.
And then Sam's the starting quarterback.
Of the San Francisco 49ers.
And by the way, I could be the fourth string quarterback and they'd still have a chance of winning the Super Bowl. That's how my boy Kyle does it. Wow, congrats to Sam Darnold.
Wow, so I guess Sam is not backing up the number one draft pick.
And what is the what's the old price tag for Sammy D?
Adam does not have that at this point.
Wow. Don, I do want you to know that I had sesame chicken for dinner last night. It was
very good.
Exceptional. What a dish.
But he did hit on fried chicken, sesame chicken, chicken noodle.
Chicken parmesan.
Ooh, chicken parm.
Yeah.
Chicken cacciatore.
Don't you think number one's probably just what, fried chicken?
Yeah, and also because I had it on the flight back from Pittsburgh.
Chicken
marsala.
Ooh.
Over some linguine.
Oh,
that hit.
Yeah.
You know what? That hit different people.
I'm not going to lie. Last thing I'll say on the subject, make fun all you want. My mom, good old Mindy Rosenberg, would hit us off sometimes for dinner on a weeknight with a little shake and bake.
You can't sleep on shake and bake.
Shake and bake chicken.
No, that's...
Shake and bake.
Mindy was a real gourmand, is what you're saying.
My mom is a great cook, but listen, weeknights, she's not making some sort of super extravagant thing.
No.
On Friday night, on Shabbos, she would make like a real meal. On weeknights, my dad was never there. It was just me and my brother, and she'd hook up some shake and bake, some instant mashed potatoes.
You weren't mad about that.
Mad? I was in a great mood.
Fired up. That's why I said, but it was the same feeling I got from Hamburger Helper.
Did you see that?
You love Hamburger Helper.
That... Don, you okay? You're still coughing up a lung.
A little bit.
Yeah, he's trying.
St. Patrick's Day falls on a Friday this year.
Oh, great.
So that's a big corned beef day. But you can't have meat on Friday. They got a special dispensation from the church.
Yeah, know what? No, I'm not feeling that.
Well, why? Go ahead. Go further.
No, I tend to agree with Don.
No, my father...
Calling an audible for God?
My father was very religious. My father was going to be a priest. That's how religious he was, but he wanted to get married and have a family.
That's how young he was. Well, anyway, go on.
Go ahead.
And there was a time, I think, Michael, where like part of was like fish was included in it or something. Or there was some time where they made some sort of an adjustment to the meat because of the economy and everything would be unfair to have people have to spend extra money. And my father's like, no. Did somebody check with God? I mean, these are rules that are set down. We start messing with it.
I never met this man. I love him.
What, special dispensation from who? The heavens?
I think Cardinal Dolan of New York.
No, I'm sorry. You know what? I'm not playing. I'm not making fun. I'm not an overly religious person, but I understand it. I get it. All right? I follow it. That I don't think he's got to say.
I couldn't agree with you more. The rule is you can't have meat on Fridays. Doesn't matter. So it's going to cost a lot of bars a lot of money. Okay, hang with it.
Well, you'll be happy to know that there was a period where it looked like me and Natalie were going to take a Friday night wedding date.
Sure.
To ease some of the, how do I put this?
Finances?
That's right. And both my parents and her parents, not being frauds, wanting to please Michael K., both vetoed the Friday night wedding
because
it's not something Jews do.
Can I also tell you something about Natalie?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm scrolling through social media yesterday, and she was with her nieces or nephew or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And she was talking with them.
Uh-huh.
And I took a good look. She is an extraordinarily gorgeous woman.
Miss Hatton?
Yeah. I don't get it.
Here you go again. You're saying.
Well, say the same thing about me and Jody. The guy next to you said, "Well, it's not a marriage; it's an arrangement."
Well, it's not just. It's not based on the quality of the people involved. It's just what goes on.
Weren't the videos she posted? Wasn't she like wearing a bunny costume?
No, I didn't look at that. But then she actually took the costume off, and she's got beautiful eyes and a beautiful face. She's a beautiful girl.
Thank you very much. And she also wanted to
young lady.
She gets young lady. She wanted to thank you for your acceptance of me having Rocky with me at the remote the other day for an hour.
No, I accept that without any doubt. I didn't accept the fact. Don, she walks in, doesn't even say hello, takes the dog and leaves.
She said she
like I wasn't there.
She said she looked horrible.
Was this during a break?
Yeah, no. During a break.
No, she was.
She was there during a break.
Why didn't you tell me she was there? You didn't even point her out.
It's your fiance. It's not mine.
Anyway, she said she looked horrible and didn't want to see anyone or get any.
No, that makes sense.
I saw her anyway, so she could have said hello.
Yeah, but it's, you know, come
don't
on.
You know how it works, Michael?
Yeah,
you know. When a woman doesn't want to be seen,
then don't go out in public.
Well, this was a necessity if she's dropping the dog off.
She's picking him up.
Then wear a mask.
Oh, my God. You would have still known it was her when I handed the stranger Rocky.
Let's go to Ira in Staten Island.
Okay.
Hey, Michael. Hey, boys. How are you?
What's up?
Good. What's up?
First of all, congratulations to Sam. I hope he does win the Super Bowl. You know, good for him. But, you know, at the end of the day, this whole the whole Aaron Rodgers thing, you know, listen, the guy's, there's no doubt about it, one of the greatest quarterbacks to ever play the game. But I told you guys, you get involved with this guy, it's going to be drama after drama after drama. To me, this is all about him totally not buying into being a Jet. Otherwise, you would have told them already.
Maybe he has told them, and they're just dragging it out.
I don't think so. I think this thing has become a complete circus, and it's a shame. It really is a shame. But I hope it works out for them. I hope this thing gets resolved. I hope he comes here. I hope he has success. He takes us where we want to go. But this is just the start of it. I hope I'm going to be wrong here. There's going to be drama after drama with this guy. I'm telling you, this is not going to be a smooth sail with this kid.
I don't understand, Ira. Why don't you want anything nice? Last year, you
no,
were...
No. Let me finish. I do want something nice. I just don't feel it with this guy. I just don't. Because look what he...
But, Ira, you were excited. Ira, I love you. Love you like a brother. You were excited about Joe Flacco playing.
Being excited is great news
for other Jets fans. Because you were wrong.
Yeah, but every beat writer who covered the team over the summer also said he had a good camp, so it wasn't just me.
That may be so, but on this show, it was
The question just becomes, forget about the drama. Is the drama going to be worth it? Because he could be a complete drama queen, and at the end of the day, if you're playing in the Super Bowl, you're not going to care. And you know what?
He could be a perfect saint, not say anything,
have zero nozzle, and if you go 6-11, you're going to hate it. It's all about the performance, man. And he is going to be motivated to play well because he doesn't want to be Favre. And he's going to want to go to someplace else and win. So, yeah, he's going to be infuriating. There's going to be times you're going to roll your eyes. But you've got a really good team, Ira, and you got a chance to get a top five quarterback to navigate your team. We've got to stop with all the negative. He's a nozzle, a drama, all the. Listen, just embrace it, man. You're going to have one of the best quarterbacks in football, literally.
In history.
One of the best quarterbacks in football playing for the New York Jets. That's never happened. Joe Namath was never one of the best football players on the planet. All right? He was an outstanding Hall of Famer. But this is Johnny U. Like, this is getting the generational quarterback to play for your football team. And all I keep hearing from the fans, he's going to be a nozzle. He's only going to stay for a year. There's going to be so much drama. He is one of the best quarterbacks in football, and he's going to be playing for your team.
Ira, come back to us.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Hey, buddy, hey.
Catch the show on demand wherever you want. Just subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Sad news, Joe Pepitone has passed away.
Oh, man.
Oh, wow.
Really, I got a chance to know Joe during Old Timers Day. I mean, just so, always had a smile, loved being associated with the Yankees, and he was a much better player than you might even think. Look at his number. I think he won 3 Gold Gloves, All-Star games. He could really, really play, but he also enjoyed playing, if you know what I mean. So, He was a lot of fun. He brought the first hair dryer into the locker room. That was like unheard of then, and he passed away today. So our condolences to his family. 1-800-919-3776. This Hoops update is brought to you by New Jack Daniels and Coca Cola. You've waited long enough. Now the waiting is over. New Jack Daniels and Coca Cola. The taste of a perfect match. Enjoy responsibly. March Madness starts tomorrow with Southeast Missouri State taking on Texas A&M Corpus Christi for the 16th seed in the South region, followed by Pitt versus Mississippi State for the 11th seed in the Midwest. A lot of people upset, Don and Peter, that Rutgers didn't make it.
Well, they shouldn't be that surprised.
Well, Dan Gross is very upset. Chris Carlin is beside himself.
Dan's upset?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I think he's upset that they missed out, but I don't think he was expecting them to make it because they collapsed at the end.
He's very upset because look at some of the wins, they beat Purdue won the Big Ten title. I'm upset that Fordham didn't make the NIT. Are you kidding me?
You didn't even make the NIT?
Didn't make the NIT.
Did you guys lose your first game this weekend or second?
Second. They lost to Dayton.
Mm. I'm sorry, guys.
So I go in after the Yankee game on Saturday. I go into the sports bar in Tampa because I want to see the game. They'd never heard of the Atlantic 10. They'd never heard of CBS Sports Network. I mean, it had every game on. They could not get the Fordham game on. I'm sitting there looking at my phone, looking at the score change.
I hate that laziness.
You know what separates a real sports bar from a jabroni sports
bar?
Talk to me.
Tell me.
It's when you go in and you say, hey, I want to watch blank, and they don't ask you questions, and 30 seconds later, the TV changes.
I just came up with a great idea.
Go ahead.
Why don't the three of us chip in and open a place called Jabroni's? A sports bar.
I don't know if I love the name. I love the idea.
Yeah, why
Jabroni's is great.
Oh.
Jabroni. Where are you going? I'm going to Jabroni's.
Yeah, but Jabroni's an insult. I mean, it's like, why don't we call it Nozzles?
We can call it Nozzles. The sequel.
I'll tell you what, though. I will tell you. If the three of us did actually launch a sports bar in the right location, it could crush. Crush. We do shows there every few weeks, have a little studio.
Yeah, I've always said we should add a 98.7 sports bar. Open them up into different suburb areas. As you said, do shows, have a little studio there. Different theme nights. Get a lot of the athletes that are on our station there.
Stop. That's way too forward-thinking for
us. Well, but the sports bar stuff drives me. First of all, you go, can I see the Ranger game? Okay, I'll be right back. 30 minutes later. Can you put the Ranger game on? Oh, I'm sorry. I don't know how to change the channel. Let me get the manager. Manager comes over.
Huh?
I don't think we get that channel. Don't be a sports bar. Please, close.
Just, yeah, don't bother.
Sell close. You should know all the games should be on. Anything. You know, and then most of the time I'm telling them, what do you have here? DirecTV. Okay, so 631's yes. Why am I telling you this? You're the manager of a sports bar. You should be telling me where the game is.
Don't get upset. Let's go to Artie. In New Jersey, Artie.
Hey, how are you?
There you go, Artie.
What's up, Artie?
Oh, my God, I can't believe Michael. First time caller, long time listener, before Peter was even there.
Wow, is that good or bad?
No, good times.
Anyway, real quick story. Willie Randolph comes into my deli all the time for pastrami with Gresham. Okay. Ocean House in Jersey. Anyway, you guys got to stop talking about this Aaron Rodgers. He's loving this
stuff.
All right, that's a great conversation.
Can't use that word, Artie.
Artie, come on, Artie.
Artie,
I don't think he meant anything by it.
Nah, because
he's
not
very comfortable with us, but you got to know you're on the radio.
You know why he, Michael's saying that, right?
Why?
Because he's old.
No,
if
no,
that
no.
guy was young, Don, he kills him.
I
knew where that was going. You know where that was going? I'm going to tell you exactly what was going to happen.
Where?
I'm going to tell you. Yo, the Coach Nash over there in Fairlawn comes over with Gretchen all the time. You got to stop with this Aaron Rodgers stuff. Stick of it. You want to talk about an Aaron? Talk about Aaron Hicks. The guy can't catch a fly ball. Did you see that the other day, Michael? Would he lose it in the sun? He's going to be our left fielder? Enough with the Aaron Rodgers. It's baseball season. Get that Aaron Hicks out of here. I know Willie Randolph and Gretchen over to Kosher Notch with the ginger ale and the celery soda. I don't need to see no Aaron Hicks. Forget Aaron Rodgers. Get Aaron Hicks out of there. Give the Green Bay Packers Aaron Hicks. Guy, can't you see that, Michael? It's a fly ball. I can catch a fly ball in my pants.
I can catch a fly ball in my pants. Is that where you think it was going?
I think he was definitely going there. Was he going there? Tom, did he say anything about Aaron Hicks? Tell me.
Nothing about Aaron Hicks. Just wanted to know about the young guys.
Yeah,
then why aren't the young guys
playing? Play the young guys.
What? What, Dominguez is going to get sent down for this bum? Can't catch a fly ball.
By the way, Don, if you missed this program on Friday, which you did, get ready. Our summer call every day this summer, it's going to be, why isn't Dominguez playing? Every day this summer.
Looking forward to that. Let's go to Nate in New Jersey. Nate?
Hey, what's up, fellas? I'm laughing my you-know-what off. I don't want to, be like an Artie.
Yeah, thank you.
I'm a Giants fan, huge Giants fan. I just want to put in my two cents with this Rodgers stuff going on. I don't think Jet fans should really care about what Rodgers does off the field, anything like that. He could do crack. He could do mess with Don. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
If the Jets go, 13-4, they win their division, should Jet fans care about if he's doing ayahuasca on the sidelines? No.
I don't think anybody, Nate, cares what he does off the field. It's when he gets into these philosophical rants.
It's
opines on life and things like that, and kind of talks down to people that we're not on his level intellectually. Maybe we're not. I'm not sure, but that's it. Who cares what he does on the side? And I wouldn't care if he went into a darkness retreat. Why do you have to tell people?
But I
don't care about that either.
But I think
he's right about one thing, Don and Peter. If he performs, they don't care what he does.
Yeah, I just think these are all little ways to talk them out of what they are afraid they're going to be a colossal disappointment if this guy does not win here. There is some pressure that comes from a fandom when the expectation is Super Bowl or bust. Ask Yankee fans, right? Where there's that pressure of, wow, that we don't really, we're not given much of a margin for error here. We get Aaron Rodgers. Everything other than what, maybe, Michael, a championship game loss is going to be considered a colossal disappointment. That's a lot of pressure to put on Jet fans. And I'm wondering if they're just trying to find excuses to avoid that kind of pressure.
Let's go to Dave in the car. Dave?
Hey, what's up, guys? Love the show. Look, if Rodgers comes into New York and he's winning, that's great. But I just think, since the owner is forcing him on the organization, and I also think since he has a very young team in that locker room, not a sound veteran crew, you see them celebrating already before the deal's announced. There's a lot that could go wrong here, and that's why I think you're getting a lot of this stuff from the Jet fans. I mean, you had a receiver cursing out a coach on the staff in the Jets locker room. Suppose these young guys don't gel with him. It's a different generation.
Let me stop you for a second.
Yeah.
Doesn't anybody that you get pose a risk of some sort? You get Garoppolo, he's going to get hurt.
That is true.
Carr,
I agree with
the old
you.
Thing, he can't play in cold weather. So wouldn't you rather risk everything that could go wrong with one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time?
I agree. I agree with what you're saying. It makes perfect sense. I just personally, and I think there's some fans who agree with me, the feel you get from Rodgers coming to New York is not the same feeling you get, respectfully and lovingly, you get when Brady went to Tampa Bay. Not a lot going on as far as teams clamoring for him. And it just makes me be on, puts me on guard. That's all I'm saying.
I got to say something, Michael. Can I say something? Thank you for the call, Dave. I want to keep it together. I don't want to gimmick infringe on Don, who's the ranter on the show. If I hear from another caller who's uninterested or unexcited at the idea of having Aaron Rodgers as your starting quarterback, I'm going to lose my mind.
I'm with you.
I'm calm. I'm peaceful. But if one more person says the reasons why you don't want maybe the best person I've ever seen throw a football as your quarterback, I'm, in the words of Don LaGreca, I'm going to rip and break this damn computer.
Let's go to
well said.
Carmen in Syracuse. Carmen.
Hello.
Hey there.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Thanks for putting me on. Get ready, Peter, to rip your computer in half, because all I want to tell you is that you got a 39-year-old. All he talks about is winning MVPs, not Super Bowls. Two, he's had great teams with Green Bay, couldn't get him there. And I think the Jets are wasting their money and their future picks.
Oh,
I'll hang up.
Okay.
Right, we don't even know what they're going to give up. Don't know yet. All right? 39 years old. When he was 37 and 38, you know what he did?
What?
Won an MVP.
But and that's all he cares about is MVP.
So you wouldn't take an MVP quarterback on this team? I think Jet fans, and I don't mean to paint people with a broad brush, you're so used to losing. You're afraid that everything is going to go bad. So let's jump off the first floor and fail with Carr or Garoppolo or Tannehill or White. Then jumping off the 10th floor where we have a chance maybe sail to a Super Bowl.
Oh, my God, Don, you just said the magic word. White. We listened day after day, call after call to you people. Yes, you people, Jets fans. We listened to you say, Mike White deserves a shot. Mike White, we have Mike White. We heard legitimate excitement about an all-time career 2-3 undrafted player. Excitement,
right,
that something good could happen. Why are you worried about a potential haul you don't even know what it is, and potential draft picks that could lead to nothing? Your team is loaded right now. You have a really top tier defense. You have maybe the best young wide receiver in football. You're going to get back a running back who through 5 games looked tremendous. You've got great protection on the offensive line. The pieces are in place. You have a great GM, a head coach who could potentially be really good. It's all there. You were excited for Mike White. And Don, we have to beg for you to be excited about Aaron Rodgers?
Well, because if you fail...
Because he's annoying?
Because if you fail with Mike White, all right, no harm, no foul. It's Mike White. You didn't really take that big of a chance. You're taking a chance here. You're asking out the prom queen.
And she's going to say yes. And you're like, but I don't know. Sometimes she has an attitude problem. Oh, my.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Well, that's awesome.
Looking for more access to the show?
That's right, man.
Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at TMKS ESPN.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Take the ice apart and break the frozen.
Ice picks.
Well, it's kind of slim pickings tonight. 3 games on the docket. Sabres at the Leafs, Canadians playing host to the Avalanche, and the Stars are at the Kraken.
Ah, yeah, Stars Kraken.
So let's go. And I should mention to you that the daily ice pick is driven by Nissan. Let's go with the Leafs, Avalanche, and Stars on the money line. Leafs, Avalanche, Stars on the money line at +253 as your three-leg parlay.
Ah.
Leafs, Avalanche, Stars, money line, +253. That's today's ice pick driven by Nissan. Hurry into the Nissan Thrill of the Drive sales. Sure. Get a killer deal at your local Nissan store or NissanUSA.com today. Clock's ticking. Catch these offers while you can. Give the Green Bay Packers Aaron Hicks.
Yankees lost to the Twins today, 1-0.
Oh, they're I can catch a fly ball in my pants.
Give me a time of game, guys.
For I'm going to go
Yankees Twins.
222.
212.
Don?
Yes.
Exactly 212.
Wow, how about that? I did not see it.
Wow, that's tremendous.
Wow. This is such a game changer.
Can I just be honest? It's fantastic. It is a little weird.
Why?
Because I know this is going to sound insane to you guys. I did sort of enjoy, me personally, when I don't need 4 hours, but I didn't mind 3 hours. I didn't mind 253, 310. And I liked, to me, I don't know if you, Donna, maybe you'll feel me on this. Michael's not a great example because he's at games every day. With how long games took, I enjoyed how casually you could sort of get there. You're not like, I'm not pressed to be there in the top of the first. Like, oh, we get there in the second, we hang out till the eighth, whatever. Now it's going to, there is going to be, now, and I get why this is good for the game. I really do. But I can also see why old school fans who've been going to games their whole life will be like, man, this is going to be a real change to the way I consume the game.
People are going to have to get to the game early.
I know.
Because, I mean, just doing the games, you see, first and second inning, the place is empty. You go, I can't believe they don't have a big crowd for this game. Then the third or fourth inning gets jammed. Now, I don't know if it's security or if they just show up late.
No,
or
it's, both.
Or if they have the dugout or stands. But you, if you miss an hour, you miss five innings.
Michael, it does go from one extreme to the other. And if this ends up being what it's been in the spring, where games are going to be over like in NBA time, mark my words, during the summer we'll get calls, people complaining it's too quick. I just paid $1,200 for legend seats and the game was over before I sat down and got my hot dog. There will be people that will complain because maybe it's too drastic. I still think it's great for the game. A generation of fans are going to love this. They're going to consume the game a lot more than they did before, but I can see a lot of old school people that were kind of just used to, all right, the games were long, but at least give me 3 hours, feeling like they're kind of maybe getting cheated a little.
I did Saturday's game with David and Meredith. So it's Yankees and the Phillies. And it was one of those games that just didn't have a good pace at all. And in the seventh inning, I actually asked David if he would reach over and pull out my left eye. It felt like that sort
of game.
And
how long was the game?
So at the end of the game, shows you were already spoiled. It was 2 hours and 55 minutes.
Right.
Wow.
Which would be like a walk in the park over the last couple of years. And it just seemed like it was dragging because everybody, I think everybody's of the mindset. But Don, with the money, right?
Right.
Do you hear Knick fans complain about $2,500 courtside seats? The game is an 2 hours and 30 minutes, period.
Well, that's what I'm just telling you. I gave the example a couple of weeks ago when I was out in Anaheim with E.J. Raddick, and we were able to get
the great E.J. Raddick
tickets from the Ducks to go to an Angels-Mariners game. It was the greatest tickets I've ever had. I was right behind the Angels dugout. The game lasted 2 hours and 8 minutes. We walked out of the building going, God, I felt cheated. I didn't even pay for it. I just think that when you go to an NBA game, you feel like I know how long it's going to be. And I think people just need to make the adjustment. People that are used to going to games, experience, you know, going there for batting practice and kind of spending the day, maybe being a little jarred by the fact that the game is quick. I think it's better. Like you said, now people might go to batting practice. They might go to the building earlier, check it out, walk around, because they know that the game is going to be over quicker. But you know, people find things to complain about, Michael. It's going to happen.
Peter, what do you think Playboy now has gone as an online magazine?
That's a lot of competition
out there.
Online
magazine.
Wait, is there currently no print edition?
No.
And they're coming back as just, Playboy doesn't exist currently at all?
I don't believe it does.
Let's go to Playboy.com.
There should have been an alert or something.
I mean, the website fully exists.
It's starting as an online-only vehicle.
I mean, honestly, without the magazine, it's a weird place for them to be. Because as a magazine, it still stands out as something. I understand it probably wasn't doing well. But how does it become a destination online? I mean, they'll really have to lean into the writing in a real way. No one's going there to, like, you know what I'm saying?
Well, if you have to pay for it, I mean, like, would you pay for OnlyFans? Maybe it would be a destination if they really dirty it up.
Oh, Playboy. It says, wow, that's interesting. It says Playboy NSFW. It does say at the top of the website, 18 plus NSFW.
What does that mean?
Not safe for work.
Oh.
But when I'm looking at it, it looks like it's all just stuff for sale. Like it's just a brand sale thing.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.